This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And I know that if my buddy Ryan Manuel were here with me right now, we'd be sharing a Bloody Mary together. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
Ryan, of course, is the president of the Travis Mannion Foundation, which is named after her brother, Travis. Great to see you the other night at the Jack Carr event. Did you get your interview with Jack Carr yet?
I am interviewing him today at 11 o'clock. So I'm excited about that. And you set such a good stage for, you did such a tremendous interview with him. So I'm really excited to continue that and follow on with, you know, some of the things you were asking him.
Well, it's really interesting, you know, for these guys when they leave the Navy SEALs or leave the military and return to civilian life and then what they do after. And fascinating stories, right, Ryan, about the work that they do, and they get involved in Hollywood and they wind up becoming consultants on these shows and they write books. And I mean, it's fascinating to me.
I found it fascinating, too, when I was listening to him because, you know, Jack Carr is a fiction writer. A lot of our service members, they leave and they want to share their story, right? And I think it's great. We want to hear those stories. But, you know, to go the fiction route is a little bit different. But I think what he's been able to do is galvanize an even larger community, you know, because he's writing these books that are become a series. But he can also tie it back to things that are happening in our world today. So I found that pretty fascinating about him.
Yeah, I agree with you. And to be a Navy SEAL and to bring that to life like that is really, really cool. Monday, Memorial Day. I always think it's important for people to remember. Ryan, I always like to say, you know, your day at the beach is brought to you by their day at the beach. And that famous picture of the men storming the beaches at Normandy, for example. I think it's important on Monday that we remember those who've fallen. That is what Memorial Day is about.
Absolutely. And I don't think you could have said it better. I love that. I've never heard that before, but I might have to steal that from you, Rich. I mean, you know, I get asked a lot and, you know, doesn't it make you mad when people say happy Memorial Day and when you see all these Memorial Day sales? And, you know, honestly, it doesn't, because all of that is made possible, like you said, by the men and women that have served and sacrificed their lives for our freedom. I do think it's important, though, that we as Americans, each and every one of us, take time to reflect during Memorial Day or over the weekend. If you're having that barbecue with your friends and family on Monday, take a minute to toast our fallen service members. If you're looking for a way to understand our service members more and our fallen more, all you have to do is go on Google and say fallen service members. You'll come up with names in 2 seconds. Learn one of those names. And as you're sitting drinking a beer on Sunday night with your buddy, turn to him and share the story of that man or woman that gave their life in service to our freedom.
I think that's so well put, Ryan. That's exactly right. And to just take a moment to do that this weekend is so important, because we should be with our family. We should have fun. We should go out and support those businesses and go out to dinner and go to barbecues and get together, especially after COVID and all the lockdowns. We absolutely should be together again. Yes. And just be grateful of that freedom and be grateful for the fact that we can be together and we can be on the beach and we can be playing games at the boardwalk or, you know, having Bloody Marys. I mean, we have to appreciate that. And it only happens because people are willing to fight for our freedom. I always say, you know, the Constitution is a paper. It's a piece of paper. It really means nothing when you think about it other than the meaning that's given to it. It's paper. The only reason it's survived for hundreds of years and our rights have survived is because people are willing to put on a uniform and fight to protect it and preserve it. And then we lose them. And then the families and your family, the pain you experienced when you lost Travis as a Gold Star family. And I think people sometimes think, like, well, you know, they get over it. You never get over it. And what you've done, what you and your dad, Colonel Tom Mannion, have done with the Travis Mannion Foundation is remarkable work. It really is. And I salute you for it. But I know that Monday is also a tough day for a lot of our Gold Star families.
It is. And, you know, and I think we're in a unique place as a country. We have, what, over 33 million people, right? There's less than, it's like 1.2 million are serving in uniform. Think about that. Think about the load on our service members' shoulders, that they are taking that step to put on that uniform and defend that Constitution, knowing that there is a chance that they may not make it home tomorrow, right? And when we think about now, like, I talk about it a lot. We're out of Afghanistan. We are out of a over 20-year war. But don't think for a second that there aren't thousands and thousands of men and women deployed across the world serving our country. They are. And you may not hear about it on the news every day, but they are out there. They are in dangerous situations. They are protecting our freedom. And I think, you know, for families, it's important for families to know that they understand the risk that their loved ones take every day. But they also need to feel secure and understand that if their loved one doesn't come home, that this country is going to wrap their arms around them and support them. And, you know, that's a lot of what we do with the Travis Mannion Foundation, creating that community so Gold Star families know no matter what, we're here for you and we have a community that is going to support you.
Yeah, that's so beautiful because that community is what's really important, right, Ryan? I mean, it's a community of understanding. Like, for example, I know that you do a trip with Gold Star families where they all spend the weekend together, right?
We do several what we call expeditions. And the beauty of what we do, I actually just got back from Puerto Rico a couple months ago. I went with 20 other family members of fallen service members, and we spent a week helping out veterans. Veterans living in Puerto Rico, there's a huge veteran population in Puerto Rico from the Korean and Vietnam War. And we were doing home improvement projects on their house. So the best way we have found through the Travis Mannion Foundation to heal and to continue our loved ones' legacy of service is to serve ourselves. And so that's what we do. About 10 times a year, we do service expeditions with Gold Star families.
And I'm sure that the camaraderie of that is amazing. Ryan Mannion is with me. She's the president of the Travis Mannion Foundation. Ryan, what can we do? I mean, what I know that, you know, right now so many hundreds of thousands of people listening thinking, what can I do to help? And there's ways to help and ways to make even a very what seems to be a small impact really goes a long way.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's as simple for this weekend. I don't ever like to speak or represent the Gold Star community and say this is what we all think because we are all individuals. We all have different thoughts. But I can say collectively, if you ask Gold Star families, what is the number one thing they want to make sure of after their loved one is lost, is that they don't want them to be forgotten. They want their story to live on. And, you know, I talk about there's this old Indian proverb that someone had said to us shortly after Travis died. And it was actually a doctor from Abington. And he had said, you know, as long as their name is said, they will never die. And, you know, and the beauty of that is that we owe it to these service members, not just the post 9/11. I'm going to share a story this Memorial Day about a colonel who came during World War II. His son was a Marine sergeant who was killed, and he drove over to the site in France and served as, you know, delivered his son's eulogy on a hillside during World War II as his 19-year-old son lay there dead. And, you know, you think about all of these incredible stories. We need to share them. We need to tell them. We need to understand them. And we need to pass them on to our family and friends.
Oh, that's beautifully said. Ryan Mannion, I also loved the other night when Jack Carr made the point, the sun is going down right now, and the sun's coming up somewhere else around the world. And around the world right now, there are men and women in uniform. And I think that what you said earlier is so eloquently said, this idea that right now, somewhere in the world is a soldier, is somebody a support person. There's somebody right now serving as part of the American military around the world at this very moment. And the sun's coming up here. It's going down someplace around the world right now where they might have a heightened sense of danger, for example.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things I loved, too, at being at Jack's event was I think it showed, you know, we were there and Jack Carr's book hit number one on the New York Times best-selling list that day.
Because of us, by the way. Because of us,
yeah,
Ryan.
I mean, definitely, it's because we were there. It's because Dawn was there. We showed up and the book hit number one. But, you know, but what I found so amazing, because we were talking about the event beforehand, and I said, yeah, Doylestown Bookshop does great events. We'll see. Maybe a couple hundred people show up. That auditorium was packed. Yeah. It held close to 1,000, and it was packed. And I think it shows that Americans want to hear these stories, whether they're fiction or nonfiction. We have a genuine interest and appreciation for our men and women that serve, right? And that, with all the madness going on in our world today, that brought me comfort, and that made me feel good. It made me feel good to know that, like, we still have a population, whether or not they're in uniform, we have a population of individuals, a majority of our country deeply appreciates our servicemen and women. And we can't lose that. We absolutely can't lose that. And we have to do everything we can to make sure that this entire country understands and recognizes, no matter how far detached they are, 20 times removed from even knowing someone in the military, they have to understand the importance of what our military represents to our country and what they do every single day to allow each individual to do what they want to do.
Oh, bravo. Well said. And your book is awesome, too. My mother loved it, by the way. I gave her a copy of The Knock at the Door, Three Gold Star Families Bonded by Grief and Purpose. And my mother absolutely loved it. Mama Zioli told me several times, Ryan, how she cried throughout the book. And for her, having lost a son, not in the military, but just having lost a child, it was incredibly cathartic to her. So I absolutely recommend The Knock at the Door for anybody who's going through a challenge in life, not just losing somebody in the military, but through any challenge that people go through in life. It's really a wonderful book. So thank you for writing it. Thanks for all you do, and give my best to your dad. I love that guy. I think he's fantastic, and you know you're fantastic. And I just I'm so proud to call you a friend, Ryan. And thank you for coming on today.
Thanks so much, Rich. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.